It's time to wake up, witches. I'm your host, Kat Adams, and I'm here to remind you that no matter where you're at in life, you're not stuck. It's Sunday, May 7th, the day before I release this. And yes, I'm doing the last minute thing again because I have not had time to batch record. And my voice is a little bit groggy today because I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. And I think it's because I've just had so much going on. You know, I've talked about like with work and just new projects, things like that. And also this past week, I mean, just the American life, you know, every time I've turned on the news, it's been mass shooting after mass shooting after tragedy, and it's leaving me drained and it's leaving me exhausted. And as an American citizen, it's absolutely ridiculous that we have no quality of life here. For many reasons, but the reason I really want to talk about right now is our fear of shootings, our fear of being a victim to a tragedy like this, our fear of dropping our children off at school every day, and that might be the last time we see them. We can't even go to the mall, go shopping, go to the movies, go buy groceries. Like the store, the grocery store, I think I've mentioned this before, but the grocery store that I always go to, there was a mass shooting there like 2 years ago. And it's like, what kind of quality life do we have here in the United States of America when you have to be on constant alert? Like that's a trauma response. That's not good for you mentally or physically. Your body is going to be constantly stuck in fight or flight. And it's not good, but this is the world we're living in. And I want to start changing it by changing our words. So recently I saw someone saying, how is this happening in America? And someone responded that people are just struggling and people are, you know, having a hard time with work and inflation and people have gone crazy. And some smart, enlightened person responded to them and said, no, it's men. It's not people. So can we please call it what it is? It's male violence. And no, I'm not going to sit here and cite a resource because you can Google it yourself. Ask ChatGPT. ChatGPT is my new BFF, by the way. I know everyone hates it, especially authors, but it's an amazing tool. The fact is that most of this violence, especially this gun violence, is from men. So let's stop saying people are crazy because women experience the same struggles in life, if not more, way more. We don't have the same rights as men. You know, they're not as oppressed as we are, no matter how they want to say, oh, well, you know, the poor white male, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. So stop saying people are going crazy, people this, people that. Let's call it what it is. And I don't care who I piss off with this, because as of this weekend, there's children being shot again, nothing being done about it again. And if you say it's like, oh, this is evil, this is just, it's evil. That is a scapegoat. That's something you say when you don't want to take action. So as a woman, I'm going to start calling it what it is. It's not people gone crazy. It's men have gone crazy. And unless we want to stop seeing our children being murdered or our loved ones, friends, family being murdered for going shopping or grocery shopping, or I don't know, going out to see a movie, unless we want to stop being traumatized by all these mass shooting drills and having to constantly look over our shoulders, we have to do something about it. And I keep saying this because I'm a broken record. men aren't going to do anything about it. They're not going to do anything about it. They've had plenty of time, plenty of years. They're not doing shit about it. We have to do something about it, especially mothers, because it's our children who are being affected and they have to grow up in this world. And I want to make it a better place. So if I'm sounding a little bit drained, yeah, I'm feeling shitty, like with a cold or something, but I'm also feeling shitty because I'm just tired. I'm just tired, y'all. This is crazy. This is crazy. Men are crazy. I wish I was joking, but yeah, there's some women out there who are trouble, but you know what? Go look up the facts. This is a predominantly male problem. So let's get on with today's show. And I'm going to make it super short and simple and to the point. And it's basically three phrases you need to stop saying. These three phrases are going to keep you stuck in your toxic bullshit. So let's begin. The first phrase I want you to stop saying, eliminate this from your vocab. I don't ever want to hear it again. The first phrase is, he won't let me, or my boyfriend won't let me, or my husband won't let me. And to that, I got to say, how old are you? Is the man you're in a relationship your husband, boyfriend, partner, or is he your daddy? You are a grown ass woman. You should not be saying, oh, he won't let me. You know, I wanted to go to the mall today, but he won't let me because he's got to watch his football game and I need to take care of the kids, so I can't go to the mall. He won't let me. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You have to stop saying he won't let you, because if you stop and think about it, is it truly that he won't let you, or is it that you won't let you, because you're listening to him say, no, I don't think you should do this or that or this or that, or no, you can't do this or that. But you don't have to listen to him. You make your own choices. You take your own action. Who the hell is he to dictate what you do and do not do with your life? So that right there, that's your choice. If you want to say, oh, well, you know, I want to, but my husband won't let me. That's all on you. Unless you're being, like, you know, tied down or locked in a house, you know. And hey, I'm not discrediting that, because I do read that every day. There are abuse situations that are that terrifying. Okay. I work in this industry, domestic violence. I see it all the time. It is a thing. Being locked away like Cinderella upstairs, you know, and you truly can't escape. And if that's the case, I'm not talking to you. Please, 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 please go get help. There are plenty of resources out there. I'm talking about when you're just in a relationship and it is something as minuscule as, I wanted to go to brunch with my friends this Sunday, but he won't let me for one reason or another. There's some guy who's been all over the news lately who has one car, and his wife is like, you know, wanting to take the car to go to the grocery store or something. But that's his way of controlling her. He won't let her. They've got one car. If that's you, if you're in that situation, take care of yourself. Wake up. Wake up, go get your own damn car. You have to take action. You have to take charge of your life. You can get away. You can be unstuck, and you can do whatever the fuck he's telling you can't do. Absolutely, you can do what you want to do. I don't want to hear that bullshit anymore about he won't let me. Because really, like I said, you're a grown ass woman. You make your own choices. And it's your choice if you want to listen to that bullshit or if you want to live your own life. Because, I mean, you can let your husband live it for you, but I don't recommend that. You're not going to get anywhere and you're still going to be miserable. So did that come off a little bit bitchy? It might. I swear, it's Mercury in retrograde or something. It's just the whole week is building up on me. But that's a truth bomb right there. Quit saying, oh, well, I can't because he won't let me. Puke. This is getting bitchy. My apologies. I'm just trying to be real because I hear this all the time. I see it all the time on, you know, threads where people are like, well, you know, I would love to go to a therapist, but he won't let me. Newsflash, guess why he's not letting you go to a therapist? Because you're going to build confidence and leave his sorry ass. So start thinking about some of this stuff on and the reasons why he is saying he won't let you. And then maybe you can walk it back to the real reasons and then start living your own life, making your own decisions. All right, we're moving on to phrase number two, and that is, I'm waiting on him to do something. Something like that, all right? The point is, the phrase is waiting. So if you find yourself saying like, oh, I want to go to the beach this week, but I can't because I'm waiting on my husband to do yada, 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 yada. And I just experienced this with someone close to me. They were like, I want to go on a trip so bad. I've been waiting for 2 years. My life is passing me by. I really want to go on this trip, but I've been waiting for him to get his shit together and fix the RV or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, why can't you go get the RV fixed and just go? Or just go on a road trip by yourself, or just go, you know, book a condo on your own. Why can't you get up and go on vacation? Why are you having to wait on a man to make the decision to live your life? Because you're going to be letting your life pass you by if you're waiting on anyone, man, woman, I don't care who it is. Don't wait on anybody. They're not waiting on you. You're not going to get anywhere if you're sitting on your ass waiting for someone to live your life for you. You have to make those big girl choices and do it. Do you know how many times I've heard women say, I want to paint my room, but I'm waiting on my husband to do it. He's taking forever. I've been asking forever. I really want to refresh the colors in my room, but I'm just waiting on him. Bitch, pick up a paintbrush. It is not that hard. And bonus, after your room is looking amazing, you're going to feel amazing because guess what? You did that shit without a man. And you're going to get even more confident and believe in yourself. Hey, man, if you can paint a bedroom, guess what else you can do? And I've had to do this a lot because in my old marriage, I had to replace toilets. I had to dig out flower beds and I had to haul stones to make like borders and all the heavy lifting, pretty much. I had to do all the heavy lifting. And if I didn't, it wouldn't get done. And I sure as hell ain't waiting on anybody to get what I want. You have to go after what you want. I don't care if that is anything from digging a flower bed, painting a wall, planting flowers. I knew someone who was like, you know, these flowers have been sitting in this pot. We brought them home from Lowe's like a week ago. They've been sitting in here, need to be planting in the ground for forever, but I'm just waiting on my husband to get to it. Oh my gosh, pick up a shovel. Enjoy your flowers and enjoy that you had the confidence and the, I don't know, spirit, what word am I looking for here? You had the ambition to do it on your own. You can plant flowers. You can paint walls. You can do hard things. You can take your ass to the divorce attorney and go file those papers because you shouldn't be waiting on no man to make your life the way you want your life, which is hopefully peaceful, stable, full flowers, and fresh painted bedrooms. You can absolutely have all of those things and you deserve all of those things. You just have to make the decision that you're going to go after those things. So stop saying, I can't because he won't let me paint my bedroom, or I'm waiting on him to paint the bedroom, and go paint your damn bedroom. You're going to feel a lot better after you do that. Moving on to the last phrase. I want you to stop saying, I'm sorry. And before you freak out, that's not what I'm talking about. If you screwed up something, go apologize. Suck back your ego. Genuinely apologize. What I'm talking about when I say, I don't want to hear you say I'm sorry anymore, is when you're in the grocery store, okay? And someone is trying to get by and you feel like you're in their way and you say, sorry, 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 sorry. And you kind of get meek a little bit and you kind of shrug your shoulders and duck your head a little bit. You know exactly what I'm talking about and you move out of their way very, very, very quickly. Same with, you know, if you made a tiny mistake at work and someone asked you for a change, oh, I'm so sorry, yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry for being in your way. I'm sorry for existing. Stop apologizing for existing. Try this next week and continue it on for the rest of your life, because you should never apologize for existing. Next time you're in the grocery store and you're accidentally in someone's way and they say, you know, excuse me or whatever, just say, oh, I didn't see you, or, oh, let me get out of your way real quick. Don't say you're sorry, or just move. You don't have to say shit. You don't owe anyone saying shit. No, you're not being rude. You can be nice, but you can be nice without saying you're sorry and apologizing for just, like I said, taking up space and existing, because that's what you're doing. And I see it all the time. Almost every time I'm in the grocery store and I'm trying to get by, there's a woman, you know, if she's in my way or I'm in her way, even if I'm in her way, she's going to move around and say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I just want to be like, don't say that. You know, she is not a problem. You are not a problem. So stop apologizing for just being. Like, get used to that. Same with if someone, you know, like I said, at work, writes you an email and they're like, oh, you know, can you do the change? You don't have to say, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I'm such an idiot, yada, yada, yada. Just say, thanks for pointing that out. I'll get that updated right away. You know, if you genuinely screw up, which I do all the time, definitely apologize. You know, if you hurt someone's feelings, apologize. I'm not saying stop saying sorry about those things. I'm saying stop saying sorry just for living. You should not have to do that. So that is it for today. And I know that was super quick and maybe it came off bitchy. I hope not. But you know what? Some of y'all might need a kick in the pants. So to reiterate what we were just talking about, once you stop those three phrases, and we're going to go over them again real quick, you can start living your own life, making your own choices, your own decisions, and becoming unstuck. So remember, start this week. Carry it on. But I want to hear from you after this week. I want to know how it's going. So if you find yourself in a position and you are saying, oh, well, you know, I wanted to go buy this new shiny, beautiful crystal. My husband thinks it's stupid and said I can't. Bitch, go buy your crystal. Don't say that anymore. Don't say I can't because he won't let me. Again, you're a grown-ass woman. And you can buy your own things and do your own whatever. Live your own life. So stop saying and blaming it on him. That's a very easy way to get out of taking action. Like we were talking about earlier, about how people say, oh, well, they're evil. And that's a scapegoat. So you don't have to take action. If you're saying someone's evil, then you don't have to lift a finger. It's the same thing. If you're saying he won't let you, well, that's an easy way to get off making your own decisions and living your own life. So stop saying it. Secondly, the whole I'm waiting on him or her or whoever. Like, once you stop waiting, you start living. And if, you know what, that person could even be you. I'm waiting on me. Like, oh, I hear this one a lot. When I used to be a personal trainer back in the day, I used to take pole fitness classes, and a lot of women would say, you know, I want to go to a class, but I'm waiting till I lose these 10 pounds. And I just wanted to say, hey, that's what these classes are for, you know, for exercise and losing weight and getting strong. So what are you waiting on? don't give yourself that excuse either and say, I'm waiting on a man to do this for me. You are, like I said again, a grown-ass woman. You can make your own decisions and you are capable of so much, so much. You don't have to wait on a man. You don't, I promise you. You can take action and you can do anything you want. I changed a toilet, okay? I changed a toilet. I didn't even know how to do that. I've built my own websites. I am not a tech person. And it took me a while. And sometimes it might take a while. You have to like sit and give yourself excuses only for so long until you just start Googling, start learning. Start ChatGPTing. Say, hey, how do I build a garden? How do I paint a home? How do I refurbish this cool antique I bought? I don't know. Whatever you want to do, make ChatGPT your bitch. And I know I'm talking about ChatGPT a lot because I've just discovered it, y'all. And I put in something, quick side note, I put in a paragraph in there and I was like, hey, rewrite this paragraph as Chris Rock. And it was freaking hilarious. And you know what? I said rewrite it as Kat Adams. Oh, it knows my voice. I was a little bit freaked out there for a second, but you know, it is a great tool. Today, I just finished editing my You're Not Stuck book, which is up for pre-order. And instead of having to look up all these domestic violence resources, I said, hey, ChatGPT, give me a list of domestic violence resources worldwide. Gave it to me, popped it in my book. So if you're saying, well, I'm waiting because I don't know how, you have the internet, or at least I hope you have the internet. You have a book, something, library. You can learn anything. You can do anything. So eliminate that, please, from your vocabulary. I don't want to hear I'm waiting on nothing. Especially don't be waiting on yourself because you're never going to be ready to take those steps that you're wanting to take. There is no good time. There is no good time. You have to just make the decision and do it. If you're waiting on, I don't know, your kids to grow up before you divorce so you can then be happy, that's not going to be a good time either. There is no good time. You have to accept that and take responsibility. And last but not least, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I ain't sorry for shit. I'm just saying, reiterating, stop saying I'm sorry. You don't need to be sorry for existing. So stop apologizing for those times where you did nothing wrong. And it's going to make you feel so much more confident and better. You're allowed to have your space. You're allowed to exist. You're allowed to live, and you're allowed to live a happy, thriving life where you make the decisions. You take the action. No one is living your life but you, especially not your partner, boyfriend, husband. It's just you. So stop saying these three different phrases and let's see how much your life changes. That's all I got today, but I did want to say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the amazing mamas out there. I know how hard it is to be a mama, and it's going to be Mother's Day next weekend. So you're listening to this a week before Mother's Day, and I just want you to have a week and a weekend for you, celebrating how hard it is to be a mom in today's age where, like I said, you kiss your babies goodbye when they get out of the car and go to school and you're like terrified you're not going to see them again. It is tough to be a mother, but you are one tough mother and you're one tough woman. So take everything you've learned. Take that strength, that newfound confidence and motivation, and become unstuck and start changing your life and the lives around you. So hopefully we can make this world a better place, because guess what? Again, only women and especially moms are going to do this. Thank you so much for listening. If you love the show, please leave a rating, a review, and if you know anyone who also might love the show or who could benefit from this information, please be sure to share it, and subscribe. The more we get this out to people, the more people we can help. And I truly believe there's so many women who need to hear these words because so many women are feeling stuck. Also, if you're looking for me, you can usually find me on the gram at author Kat Adams. And be sure to head over to my website, and that's Kat Adams, Adams with a double D's.com. Subscribe to my newsletter for the latest information. Also, when you subscribe, you're going to get a free novella. And just be forewarned, my raunchy rom-com is as dirty as my mouth. So if that's your thing, go for it. It's super hilarious. But thank you again for tuning in. Until next time, please stay safe, and I'll see you on the other side.